Norman Jacobs, we'll now talk about some of the Clacton theatres. What was the band pavilion complex?
Oh, yeah, well, that began as an open-air bandstand, and then a large sunken area was created with a covered section called the Winter Garden. Later on, the bandstand was removed altogether, and a covered stage was built in the 1930s, that was. The whole area, of course, has been transformed in recent years.
Did the pier have a theatre?
Oh, well, there are actually four theatres on the pier at one time. There was the Ocean Theatre, the Jolly Roger at the end of the pier, there was the Ramblers Concert Party with outside seating, and there was the popular Bertram's Children's Theatre, which sadly was lost during the Second World War.
Were there any other theatres in town?
Yeah, there was the Prince's Theatre in the Town Hall, which of course is still open today. There was the Palace Theatre along the seafront. There was the Savoy Variety Theatre in Rosemary Road. This later became a bingo hall and then a nightclub. It's now shops and with flats over it.
Can you tell us something about the theatre where we're sitting today?
Ah, yes, the Westcliff Theatre, which is still keeping alive the great tradition of live entertainment, seaside entertainment. It's still got its summer variety show, which dates right back to 1894.
These interviews were made possible by the Heritage Lottery Fund and the Essex Record Office. We wish to acknowledge the support given by the Westcliff Theatre. This audio was chosen and put together by Clacton and District Local History Society.